From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. The Obama administration has a new plan to make more credit available to small businesses. But NPR's Scott Horsley says in order for the plan to work, Congress will have to go along.
President Obama wants Congress to transfer $30 billion from the unpopular bank bailout into a new program with the goal of bankrolling more small businesses. If Congress approves, Mr. Obama says, the money would be made available to community banks with a financial incentive to lend more to small firms.
It's the small local banks that work most closely with small businesses. They usually provide them their first loan. They watch them grow through good times and bad. The more loans these smaller banks provide to credit-worthy small businesses, the better deal we'll give them on capital from this fund that we've set up.
The White House says making more credit available is important in order to get small businesses hiring again. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
Toyota has blamed floor mats and sticky gas pedals for unintended acceleration in some models. But as NPR's Frank Langfitt reports, the government is now taking a fresh look at another potential cause.
Federal regulators say they're studying whether electromagnetic interference can cause throttle systems to suddenly accelerate in Toyotas and other brands. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has looked at electronic throttle systems before. In very limited testing, the agency says it has found no effects. But it's taking, quote, a fresh look following complaints from drivers who say Toyota's explanations to date just don't add up. At a news conference Monday, Jim Lentz, the head of Toyota in the U.S., denied these throttle systems were a problem.
We've done exhaustive testing and we found no evidence of issues with the electronics.
Federal regulators plan to meet with manufacturers to study the systems further. Quote, we're not finished with Toyota, Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood said in a statement. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Washington.
Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad says his country is fine with sending its low-enriched uranium abroad in exchange for higher-grade nuclear fuel. The move's in line with last year's UN proposals and runs counter to Ahmadinejad's earlier pronouncements. The BBC's John Line has more.
The original deal agreed with France, Russia, and the United States was made in October. But since then, it's foundered because of opposition in Tehran. Instead, Iran offered various different ideas, which have proved unacceptable to the rest of the world. Even now, there'll be skepticism over whether this change of heart really means anything. The United States is pressing hard for new sanctions against Iran because of the nuclear program. So this could well just be a case of the Iranian government playing for time, trying to weaken the forces lined up against it.
The BBC's John Line. Defense Secretary Robert Gates and Admiral Mike Mullen, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, says it's time the U.S. allow gays to serve openly in the military. Mullen says service members should not be forced to lie about who they are. This is NPR. On Wall Street today, the Dow Industrials closed up 111 points at 10,297. The Nasdaq gained 19 to close at 2,190. FBI agents flew to Nigeria shortly after the failed Christmas Day attempted airline bombing. They spoke to the suspect's family, who persuaded Umar Farouk Abdul-Muttalib to cooperate with federal officials. A top Obama administration official says Abdul-Muttalib has been talking to authorities for about a week now and provided new information on terrorism investigations. China is objecting to President Obama's planned meeting with the Dalai Lama, saying it will hurt relations between the U.S. and China. But the White House says the president intends to go through with the meeting. More from Barry Schwide.
A White House spokesman says the president advised the Chinese during a trip last year that he intends to meet with the Dalai Lama. The date will be announced as the meeting approaches, says Deputy Spokesman Bill Burton, calling the Dalai Lama an internationally respected cultural and religious figure. At the same time, the spokesman said the U.S. considers Tibet to be part of China. Relations with China have been rocky lately. U.S. intentions to provide Taiwan with weapons are one reason. But Burton says it's an immature relationship, suggesting thereby that it can survive ups and downs. At the same time, the White House official said the U.S. is concerned about human rights conditions in Tibet. For NPR News, I'm Barry Schwide in Washington.
A veteran House Democrat says lawmakers hoping to keep alive President Obama's stalled health care overhaul plan have begun working on a compromise bill. Congressman Charles Rangel of New York says he's not sure when the measure might be ready for votes. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.